Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, y'all, this is it. I drove by a bunch of gas stations this morning, and I was like, oh, man, which one do I pull in and get my Powerball? Like, which one is it?
Do you listen to your spidey senses at all and go, okay, I feel like I haven't been to this one in a while. Let me pull in here. Or do you have that staple gas station that you stop at?
So I do it by the ones that look like they'd never win. I'm like, that one looks like it would never win. Because do you ever see the winning ones on the news? You're like, that dump? I don't know why, but they all look like that, like hole-in-the-wall gas stations.
Yeah, some of them even have signs. When they've won, it says, you know, the biggest jackpot won here.
They get a million. A lot of people don't know that. The winning store, the one that sold you the ticket, they get a million.
Really?
Yeah.
I can tell you, a lot of them don't reinvest that.
No.
they still look the same.
A lot of them take it and shut down. They take the mill and go.
Oh, man.
Think about it. Like, here's the mill.
Yeah, you don't have to work at the gas station anymore.
Right. I mean, if you own it, you can just sell it, and then you got your mill, right?
Right.
All right, so drawing is tonight. Last I saw, this was
$750 million.
$750. That was late last night. Sometimes that changes depending on how much, you know, people are buying tickets and stuff like that. But, I was on it. I don't think you can buy. There's a law about you can't go buy a Powerball at 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't think. Because I thought about this morning pulling in and getting one, and I was like, I don't think you can.
Because they probably assume you're still drunk from the night before.
That's what they probably thought.
A lot of people are not up at that hour.
Meanwhile, I'm just going to work, man.
I know. Just going
to work. All right, so that's it tonight. We're sending all the good vibes out there for y'all. By the way, just giving you a tip. They say the quick pick is the way to go. The random quick pick. I know it's just people want to do birthdays. Like, I always thought I was doing my kids' birthdays, and they're like, don't do that. Don't overthink that. You have to do the quick pick. And I'm going, okay. Well, and then the reason why they say is because the winning numbers are drawn via Quick Pick. They're just all shot out of the machine.
See, I always do Quick Pick too, but then when I look back at the tickets when they're losers.
You're like, that's dumb.
Yeah, because I look at them and I go, really? Every single number on this Quick Pick is in the 25s or whatever it is. And I was like, you could have spread it out a little bit, Quick Picker.
All right, Quick Pickers, good luck tonight. Powerball, $750 million.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Another country music baby is on the way. Man, it feels like there's babies everywhere.
Yeah.
Babies that just got delivered.
Not here.
Babies are on the way.
What? Not here in this studio.
Well, we don't know.
No, I know. I'm not.
Oh, you know for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. For a minute, you're like, I think I know.
That would be news to me, and no.
Other baby news in country music next on QYK.
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Big baby news, Brantley Gilbert and his wife, Amber, they talked to People, People Magazine.
Yeah.
And they said, yep, baby coming in September. Brantley's like, I'm positive it's a boy. And Amber says, well, we just found out it's a girl.
Oh.
It's funny, Brantley's quote, it was funny, he says, I was so sure it was a boy, I wasn't ready for it to be a little girl. But man, when it was, I just want a healthy, happy baby. But a little girl means a whole other deal. That was his quote. A whole other deal. Man, is he right.
A whole other deal.
A whole other deal is his quote.
Yeah.
There's nothing cuter than a guy and his daughter. It's awesome.
I know. I do think there's anxiety. At least I had anxiety when you find out you're having a girl. But in a lot of ways, it's easier. And then don't ask me why. I can't articulate it. I can't tell you why. It just is.
Well, some people say that they're not as rambunctious.
No.
Little boys will be running around just knocking their head on things.
That's true.
Jumping off of stuff.
And everybody's different. My youngest daughter could prove all that wrong in about 5 seconds. She's wired for sound, man. But
I'm sure, yeah, it's different for everybody.
I think with guys, though, when you figure out you're having, you know, a daughter, a baby daughter, there's a lot more thought that goes into it. Because with boys, I think we just assume, all right, just grab the football, we'll go outside and play, you know. But with girls, it's like this whole other thing, so there's more thought into it. Not that it always works, but you do your best.
Yeah.
You do your best. All right, ACMs. This is crazy. George Strait, Miranda Lambert going to perform together. Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs confirmed they will perform together. The ACM flashback segment, that's going to be absolutely awesome. It's coming to Vegas, hosted by Reba, April 7th on CBS. You know, they already announced that Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Reba, Little Big Town, and Lanco are going to perform as well. But I was really looking forward to Brooks and Dunn because the reboot album is coming out. And I'm
it's on that Friday before the ACMs.
It's exactly right. Yeah. So I'm like, man, they've got to perform.
Oh, yeah.
They've got their residency out there. Sure enough, they're performing with Luke Combs, so we know it's going to be brand new, man. That's what they did on the album together.
Love it.
Gosh, that's great news.
Great. Wow.
This will be the first award show that I'm totally excited for and, like, totally engaged in years because I'm not into award shows anymore. I don't like them. I think they're just, I don't know. They've lost it. Sometimes they get political. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But man, this one, because of Brooks and Dunn, I am so amped up for this one.
Well, those are some good performers.
I know you said it's part of the flashback segment, but man, what if they opened the show with them? It would just be fantastic. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, you're right.
Yeah,
award shows, but man, if it just.
George Strait.
8 o'clock comes and you see Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs up there. Oh.
See, I could see George Strait and Miranda opening it up.
I could, yeah.
That could be another one.
I think they're going to save Brooks and Dunn till the end, the closer.
I think the flashback will be later on. I do.
But I'm with you. It would be cool.
It would be so great at the beginning.
Can Brooks and Dunn just do a concert that night and then just give out a few awards here and there?
Right.
Like, that's really what I want to see.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
I think growing up truly is getting married. I think that's like real grown-up life. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. In two songs, we're going to counsel Melanie because...
Oh, my gosh.
There's some things that she just is so unaware of after, like, what happens after you get married, like, things you have to take care of. This is grown-up real life, Melanie.
Is this like premarital counseling?
This is premarital counseling. I never thought about
this. But Mark and Kevin version?
You've said some things over the last couple of days, and it's got Kevin and I a little concerned about your sense of reality when it comes to marriage. Yeah, a little concerned. We're a little concerned for you.
Okay.
Two songs away, and y'all listening, when you hear some of our perspectives on stuff, you'll get it. Two songs away, counseling Melanie. It's 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, so Melanie's getting married here, and, you know, I don't know. She doesn't even really know. But I do know.
It's about 6 months now.
You do not know.
You don't know exactly.
What? I do.
Oh, she had to think about it.
She's like, grabs her phone. She's like, well, hold on. I think it's around this.
Don't make me put you guys on the spot. When's your anniversary?
Oh, easy. February 13th.
August 19th.
I don't even know if you're telling the truth. You could just be making up a day.
This is true. We could be saying just anything.
Okay, at least we had dates ready to go.
That's right. True.
I mean, at least we had dates ready to go. You're like, around 6 months-ish, sort of, kind of-ish. All right, so here's the deal. There's a lot of things that go into when you're getting married. Like, we were talking to Melanie the other day, and she's like, yeah. She's like, we're going to get married, and, you know, everything will be good. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a lot you have to do. She's like, what? I'm like, well, things like, I don't know, like life insurance. She's like, huh?
Okay, we have had talks about finances and what we're going to do with our bank accounts and all of these things. But yes, I did not know about the life insurance
This was the funniest part because Kevin and I were kind of like telling her, like, this is why you need life insurance. This is why it's smart, you know. And I was like, let's say something happened to your fiance. God forbid, we don't want this stuff to happen, but it's life. Like, his credit cards and his, like, bills and stuff, like, what do you think happens? And Melanie goes, well, I mean, they just go away. Like, and I'm like, no, actually, they come for you.
Yes, they do.
And she's like, wait a minute, what?
I did not know that.
She's like, and then she's like going through their head. She's like, but he's got this, he's got that, he's involved with this, he does this, he does that, he does that. And I'm like, uh-huh. I was like, so you're on the hook, you're on the hook, you're on the hook, you're on the hook. And she's like,
So yeah, we haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm not sure at what point you usually talk about that before marriage.
Oh,
we're about 6 months.
I was going to say, you are marrying the guy, right?
Yes.
Well, then it should be
The talk. Yeah, have the talk. Like,
okay, and we will. I just didn't know that it's... So if I were to die right now, God forbid, and I have student loan debt, where does that go? If I'm not married, it just disappears. But if you are married, then somebody's on the hook.
I don't think it never really disappears. They always just try to find a way to get somebody to pay for it, right? So whoever your beneficiaries would be, whoever would be running your estate, I guess they would probably go to your mom... would be the first person they would go to.
Mom.
Yeah. Mom, no,
Mom.
Oh,
I feel so bad for her. I hope that never happens.
Yeah, no, I know. Listen, it's tough, man. People come after... I mean, my mom passed away when I was 18 years old, right? And so at 18, you know, you're legally responsible for things. I was shocked at the phone calls I got, at the letters I got. Like, I was just like, I thought I was just a kid. But,
right.
you're not a kid at 18, even though you feel like a guy. I felt like a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was shocked at the phone calls I got and honestly the threats I got. you know, just credit card bills and just, I mean, all just anything you could ever imagine. Even like,
wow, you guys make marriage sound so exciting.
Well, you just got to have your ducks in a row. You know what right. I mean? Like, so if you have school bills.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be responsible for that if something happens after you guys get married.
I hope he's not listening right now.
No, he needs to
know
this.
He's like, what am I signing up for?
He probably knows.
No, I know.
Like, he's probably aware.
We talked about my student loans and stuff, but I truly did not realize that when you pass away that your debt follows you or, you know, it goes to somebody else.
Well, like if you all buy a house together,
right.
you know, like let's something happens to him, like, you know, you have to pay the mortgage.
Right.
Okay.
It's the same idea with credit cards.
Right. And like, for instance, your cars, like you'll have to pay the car.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
You have to pay his car and your car.
But see, that's what life insurance is for.
Right.
So then when the person passes away, you'll get this big check to pay all that off.
Right.
So you're not really on the hook, but that pays for it.
Like if you guys, let's say, have a beach condo. Just the beach condo doesn't go with him. It's
whose life are we living here? We've got cars. We've got a beach condo. Wait, now marriage is sounding great. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I'm in for that. Let's go.
Yeah, you know that vacation house in Mexico. That you guys got to pay for that, man.
Okay.
Be on the hook for that. All right, Texas. What was your biggest shock in marriage? Like what? You just weren't aware of, like, oh, that's what grown-up people do. Call us now. 800-992-1099. Like, if something happens to you, you know that beautiful ring he bought you?
Yeah.
If something happens to you, he still has to pay for that. Like, this is serious business.
I know that it's serious, but I do.
It's like I need to sit Brian and Melanie down and go, listen, guys, this is serious business around here.
I do like hearing some experiences that you and Kevin have had in your marriages, and it helps, obviously, me prepare for it.
Let me throw out another example real quick.
Here we go.
If y'all have kids and then something happens to one of y'all, the other one still has to pay for all the kids. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, what the heck are you supposed to do with them?
I don't know. I just know you got to pay for them, all right?
Well, so I know that. Okay, fine. I'm getting life insurance. All right, that's on the to-do list.
Text us your biggest surprise after getting married. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we had a lot of calls about, you know, Melanie's getting married and she's really getting into like adulting and things you have to do about marriage.
Right.
Like life insurance and just, you know, you got to dot all the I's, you got to cross all the T's. And I think we were scaring Melanie the other day, Kevin and I, because we were like,
yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know, if he's got this debt and you get married and you're responsible and you get this debt, you know. So a lot of people are calling and talking about, well, all the debt you have before you get married, like what happens to that debt? Paul's been holding on. What do you got, Paul?
But they definitely, if she had those before they got married, they wouldn't go after him because he was never a part of it.
Right.
Oh, see, that's good news for him then.
Yeah, it's
got to
be in his. It's
got
to be in like it's like whoever's name it is. If it's in both your names, it's just usually when people get married, stuff's in both your names.
Right, but anything before, if she had credit cards, he had credit cards, or anything like that.
Right.
Then they're not responsible for each other's. Now, if they did joint credit cards, you know, then yeah, they'd come after him. But anything, if Melanie got a card in her name and he got a card in his name separately, even though they're married and they're not signers on each other, then the other one's not responsible for the other one's debt.
Oh, see, that's good to know. All right, this is sounding less scary by the minute.
So then why get married? You're going to get married
now,
and keep everything.
Now Mark's confused as to why he tied the knot.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm married now. I just keep everything separate.
And also on life insurance, you can't take it out just for him. If you wanted to take out life insurance just on him, he has to know about it.
Of course.
Well, yeah, that would be a little sketchy. It's like, hey, don't ask why I took this life insurance policy.
Oh, you disappeared the next week. Yeah. Weird. That's how you wind up on Dateline.
Yeah, that's some
like,
Gone Girl stuff.
Yeah, that's like, wow, big insurance policy. Missing person. Interesting. Wonder how that worked out.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
This is one of these stories you just go, wow, man, it's crazy. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. These labor and delivery nurses, is there 9 of them? Is this what I'm reading?
There's a total of 9 at the Maine Medical Center in Portland, Maine.
They're all pregnant. It's crazy. Melanie wrote a blog about this. It's great. 99.5QIK.com. You can check it out. The picture's what makes this. With all 9 of these women holding their bellies, they're all obviously pregnant. I mean, one of these ladies looks like she could deliver at any time.
They're all due around the same time, too. So imagine that.
Jeez.
That you tell your coworker, oh, I'm expecting. And then they go, oh, well, I am too. Yeah.
But if you live, if you live in this area and you're pregnant, I mean, you're not going to be able to have a baby at this place because the whole everyone's going to be taking care of their newborns. Like,
yeah,
they have to shut the hospital down.
The labor and delivery floor is going to be the staff there. They're going to be occupying all of the beds.
The whole thing. Great picture, great story. Go read about it. Melanie wrote a great blog about it, 99.5QIK.com. On the way at 7:40, Monster Jam World Finals. Get ready. It's QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
I got this Monster Jam World Final tickets coming up at 7:40, about 12 minutes away. 99.5 QIK, get ready for that. All right, so we've got slang terms here that apparently, according to science, you should stop using slang terms by the time you hit 43.
What a strange number. Just 43 years old, you should stop using slang terms.
25% of people say you should stop when you're 25. I feel like it's when a lot of people just start getting into slang terms at 25.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think slang terms are more for teenagers.
But then I feel like you stop for a minute, like maybe college, and then you pick it back up when you hit the quote-unquote real world.
Whatever that is,
right? All right, so here are some slang terms that people should stop using if you're 43 or approaching 43. Number one is the GOAT. You know what that stands for, right?
Yeah, greatest of all time. That's Tom Brady, they always say.
They always call Tom Brady the GOAT. Kevin, Melanie was just saying in here that she believes you are like somebody that she could never imagine in her mind using slang.
Well, some of these. I've heard him say GOAT before.
Yeah, GOAT is like everyone says the GOAT. Yeah, like you're the GOAT.
I think you can use that at any age, but some of the slang terms on this list.
So if you're 80, you could be like, man, my doctor's the GOAT.
I mean, you could. Now, Bay.
But trust me, when you're 80, I bet your doctor is the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Probably. He's the one keeping you alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But Bay?
All right, Bay is another one.
No.
Now, do you know what Bay stand like means?
Well, I do.
What is it?
Well, let's ask Kevin.
No, I want you to tell us what it is, and then Kevin use it in a sentence.
Okay, so bae is like baby. It's just another, it's a slang term for baby.
Like if you were my
He's
girl.
He's my bae.
Yeah, I'd be like, what up, bae?
I feel weird even saying that. I don't even talk like that.
No, well, you shouldn't talk like
that.
Okay,
but that's Kevin, if you had to say
Could you imagine texting your fiance? Like, you should text him right now to see if he writes back. Just like
my fiance, bae?
No, yeah, just be like, what's up, bae? Like, no. You should see what he writes back.
No, he would go,
If I texted my wife right now, what up, bae? She would write back, what the hell is wrong with you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin,
you need a nap.
Kevin, use bae in a sentence.
All right, sure. Hey, bae.
You're getting a bae text right now, it sounds like.
It is actually a bae text.
Someone's sliding into your DMs there.
Yeah. Hey, bae, what's for dinner tonight? I mean, it doesn't really work for me.
What's for dinner tonight?
It doesn't really work for me.
I feel like when you're at the point where you're referring to people as bae, like, I don't even... Man.
It's blowing up over here.
Kevin's really blowing up.
What is for dinner tonight, man? But I feel like
she's like pot roast.
If you're referring to each other as bae, I feel like you guys don't even eat dinner. Like, there is no dinner when you're talking to your significant other as bae. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you do the fifth meal Taco Bell, and then you eat it like noon, but that's it. Like, that's when you're in bae life, like, that's it.
Yeah, you're not planning out your dinners.
All right, hangry's another one.
Oh, I use that a lot.
All right, use that now in a sense, Kevin.
I get hangry often.
Okay. Simple enough, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with hangry.
No, I don't have an issue with that.
I think we can vote to keep that one around.
If you just say, I'm hangry, that's fine. But if you're like, I'm hangry, like if you get all emotional crazy about it, then it's a little weird. Like, you want to be 40 years old telling your, let's say 40, and you tell your kids, hey, are y'all hangry? Like, that might be a little weird.
I don't think so. I've seen some of the kids at Disney before who are hangry, and their parents can use that till whatever age.
What about fleek? Fleek. That is slang that you should stop using by the time you're 43.
That is not a thing.
Do you know what it means?
Do people still say that?
Do you know what it means?
On fleek, yeah, it means it's cool, it's fresh.
It's on point.
It's like, on point. It's
that
fleek.
Thing was fleek, man.
I've never used that word in my life.
Well, that's about to change.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Come on. Come up with a good
sentence. What's it mean again?
Like on point. Like it's like the jam.
The Bucks better have a fleek year this year.
All right. That might.
Sort of.
Never say that again. Ever.
I'm waiting for his text to go off.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right, finally, slang you should stop using by the time you're 43, clap back. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means when you snap back at somebody. So somebody, like, pipes up to you and then you go back at them. That's a clap back. But also, I don't say that.
No, you shouldn't.
That would be so weird.
Like, if someone starts to step to you, you'd be like, yo, you're not gonna clap back. You want to get clapped back?
Ooh, I like how you said that.
All right, Kevin, your turn. Use clap back in a sense.
I hate when my kids clap back at me. How'd that work?
If Kevin had like a radio, like, you know, radio shows like name people, like it's not your name, but it's like Kevin's would be white bread. Like that would be
no
white,
question.
It would be white bread Kevin.
100%.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's just who you are.
It is.
And so to hear white bread use these terms like clap back is just hilarious to me. Like,
and fleek. That was my favorite. The Bucks better have a fleek year.
They better.
Or what are you going to do?
I'll still be a fan.
No, you're going to clap back.
Darn it.
God.
I missed it.
White bread's got a lot to learn, man. It's got a lot to learn. People are nuts. I agree with that. That song passes the test of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, truer words have never been
spoken. People are crazy. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Going to get to these Monster Jam World Final tickets in just a second. Hang on for that. First, I want to get to a couple of calls because we're talking about this survey where the age you should stop using slang terms. The age is 43, although at 25 years old, a quarter of people think you should stop using slang. So we're interested in talking to people who actually use slang or what you think about using slang. We had Kevin use slang, these slang words in a sentence.
I don't know that he used it correctly, but he tried.
Were terms like bae and fleek and hangry. You did good, Kevin. You did good. I think... Clap back is your favorite, right?
Yeah, is that what you learned today?
Yeah. I might have to use that one today. Clap back at me.
Whenever you hear
the Old
Dominion snap back, you're going to say clap back.
Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
And my clap back. Yeah.
Ooh, he's got a little rhythm there, Kevin.
No.
Let's get to Billy in West Chase. What do you got, Billy?
No, I don't think there's an age limit on slang. I'm a teacher, and I use slang so my kids will understand me. They get a kick out of it, and they understand me better. So I don't care if they make fun of me as long as they're learning.
See, I think I see what you're doing there as a teacher, though. Mm-hmm. I sort of like that. But then...
Yeah, but you want our teachers teaching our youth things like clap back?
I don't think the teachers are teaching it. I think what he's saying is he's just using it to his advantage.
Right, to communicate.
Right, that would be... Now, if they had a slang class where it's like Bay 101... where he had to teach, like, bayisms, that would be a little weird.
Bayisms.
Yeah. Welcome to clapback class.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'd be like, this is the actual worst.
If you get hangry, feel free to eat in the back of the room quietly. Let's get to Jenny in St. Pete. What do you got, Jenny?
When you're in your 30s, by the time these words actually get to you, to say them to look cool, well, you probably won't. So
agreed.
I probably wouldn't do it.
All right. Well, yeah. You're right, Jenny. If you're saying them to look cool, you know, you can't force slang. It has to just be part of your deal. It's not part of Kevin's deal.
No.
Right.
That's like when white bread Kevin busts out fleek, and his example was, yo, man, the Bucks better have a fleek year or else. And I like how you threw the threat out there, like, or else what?
I know.
But it was pretty cool, though, how you...
Or else he's going to clap back.
But could you imagine being around your buddies, Kevin, like, during a Bucks game? And what about tomorrow, the Rays opening day? Just be like, man, that inning was fleek. Could you imagine?
No.
What would your buddies say?
Never talk like that again.
Exactly.
They would laugh at me.
They would laugh at you.
No question.
Some people just can't pull it off. And that's not a bad thing.
Mark, you're going to be there, and you're going to be on your third beer, and then all of a sudden you're going to go, oh, hey, guys, sorry, I can't have another one. Bae just texted me, and she said I'm done. I'm done for the night. I got to go home.
Bae just texted me.
I cannot even imagine you talking like that.
That inning was fleek. That'd be great. All right, Speaking of Fleek, Monster Jam World Finals.
Speaking of Fleek. Oh,
take your bay. It's going to be Fleek.
No, okay.
Up in the O. Orlando. All right, you can make this happen now. Callers 9 and 10, we're playing Mark and Melanie's name game. 800-992-1090.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Joe and Josh are contestants this morning. Joe, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. I'm going to give you a category. You got to name one thing in that category. Then, Josh, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. Then, Joe, you'll have 3 seconds to respond. You guys go back and forth until somebody can't name something. Joe, your category is name things you eat for breakfast. Go.
Sausage.
And Josh, that was over 3 seconds.
Oh my gosh,
seriously? Sorry, my boss is looking.
No.
I'm sorry, my boss is listening. Cannot get you out of trouble on the name game. Joe, congratulations, brother. You got those Monster Jam World Final tickets.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, man. You should thank Josh's boss, too.
Yeah, honestly.
Josh, tell your boss I said thank you. I'm sorry.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
That's Dirk's Living, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Hey, oh my goodness, 12 minutes away, Michael Ray. Not just tickets to Chasco Fiesta, but meet and greet. You'll be hanging out with Michael Ray.
Yeah, you can't get these anywhere else. You're going to get backstage.
Backstage, and one of the last times you ever see him without a ring on his finger.
Oh, true story.
Right?
Yep.
He got no ring on his finger right now.
He is engaged, though.
Engaged, but no jewelry. It's different. No jewelry yet. Be one of the last times you can meet Michael Ray. 820, you'll win it here. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Chase Rice, that's Eyes on You. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is so funny, man. This guy went to Costco for the first time, and he brought home all the stuff he bought from Costco, right? All of his groceries.
Yeah, his food in bulk.
And his daughter starts videotaping him because he's so excited. He can't believe the deals he got at Costco. First time ever at Costco. Listen to what happened.
What else did you get a good deal on?
The water? Like that, you know, Sam, how much she pays for that life water?
Yeah.
I got probably, like, freaking...
What about that? I saw you got a bunch of marinara, too.
$9.
$9?
You know how much a little bag in bottles is?
$9.
Probably like $12.50.
How much were those sausages?
These sausages were, I think, $8.
For all those sausages? That's a deal.
Dude.
That's a deal.
Stephanie said she's getting me a Costco's card for my birthday.
Costco's
card.
These guys are laughing. They're having a blast. The life water and the sausages were the hit for this guy, Tom. He's being called the hot Costco dad.
He's a good-looking guy.
This video is traveling all around the internet. It's picking up steam. And his daughter, like I said, recorded this. He's really amped up about his trip.
I just love that he's sharing it with his buddies because normally you guys probably talk about sports and I don't know, I guess what you got going on in your life. But here, this dad is so excited about the deal he got on marinara that he's got to let his buddies in on it.
His friend goes, oh man, I just text Stephanie and she's getting me a Costco's card for my birthday.
I love it.
Costco's card for my birthday. That's really good stuff, though. Costco, Sam's
Club.
Everyone
can relate the first time they went to Costco.
Oh,
so
totally. Just walk out with a huge, it's like your own store.
That's
your
Sam's Club.
Heart. It's great. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Hi, Michael Ray coming to Chasco Fiesta. We got tickets for you. Caller number 9, 800-992-1099. Plus, backstage hang, a little party action with Michael Ray. Let me tell you. He's a blast. Never hung out with him. He is a blast.
I haven't,
backstage.
But I want to.
He is just so cool, so chill. He loves talking about Florida. You know, he's from Florida. Where's he from, Kevin, again in Florida? Eustis.
He is from Eustis, which is near Orlando.
Yep. Good dude and just a good hang backstage. And like I said, grab one of the last pictures you can of him without a wedding ring on.
Yep.
You can put that thing on eBay, maybe. Last picture of Michael Ray is officially a single man. That's the opportunity here.
It's a big deal.
Yep.
All right, 800-992-1099, caller 9. You got that Chaska Fiesta and backstage with Michael Rec. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, they finally announced, this is scientific here, the age when your life has the most drama. 99.5 QYK.
Oh, please, Mark and Melanie. Age be over with. Please, I don't want any more drama.
Well, we are all very lucky sitting here.
Okay.
The survey says the age in your life when you have the most drama is 26 years old.
Woo! It's done.
Yeah, and so it says that you've got to worry about things like a mortgage, getting your kids to school, you know, colonoscopies, different things like that.
When you're older.
Right, but in reality, that's not dramatic. It's the stuff that happens when you're around 26 years old. This is what's interesting. The survey also says that people looking back, they think your life was the most exciting when it was also the most dramatic. So the drama actually brought you excitement because it was exciting to think about the drama.
Yeah, some people feed off of drama. That is not me. Drama creates stress, and I do not like stress.
Right, and I think that's temporary, too. Like, the people who feed off of drama and they think it's exciting and they like it, that's temporary. And then eventually it turns back and it haunts you.
Oh, totally.
It kind of, like, drama sort of ferments. It gets kind of poisonous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm thinking back at 26. I would call 26 for me exciting, not dramatic. I would definitely say totally exciting.
26 was full of drama in my life.
So it was drama for you.
Yeah, well, I was living up in D.C. at the time, and I had a bunch of girlfriends that lived in my building, and it was more so their drama.
Oh, this sounds like a heck of a story here.
No, but it just kind of overflowed into my life. Their drama became my drama.
So you were like a drama magnet?
Yes, and I wanted so badly to not have anything to do with the drama, but I was always somehow sucked into it.
Were you having fun, though?
It was fun. It was crazy.
Well, okay.
It was fun.
Would you go back to that life?
No. Heck no.
You in a big building full of women and...
I don't want drama anymore over, oh, you didn't pay me back for the tickets for this, and who, you owe me for the Uber, or you put these drinks on this tab. I mean, there's always some sort of drama with this girl group, so I am so glad that I'm far removed from it, and...
Move back home to St.
Yeah,
Pete.
It's just so much more chill here.
Kevin, you're knocking on the door of 40, you're married, you have two kids. Thinking back to 26...
Yeah, 2005.
How was that? Like,
oh, yeah, it was fine. I can't think of anything.
Fun?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely fun.
Not dramatic.
I can't think of anything drama related at that time.
If you had to go back and live your life again, you'd like 26 the way it was. You would do that again, right? At 26?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I love 26.
No. Don't get me wrong. I liked being 26. I just didn't like all the drama.
See, I didn't have, I just, mine was fun. Gosh, it was nothing but fun.
Well, good for you.
I just think this survey's dumb. I know that there's science behind it, but I'm trying to think back in my life and I'm going, nope, no, all fun.
Well, you know what that means.
Maybe it was dramatic and fun, though, now that I think about it.
That means that the drama is yet to come.
Ooh, it's around the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Five kids. How much more drama could there be? I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
I'll just stop right there.
Just
stop right there. I like life the way it is. It's all good. Scotty McCreary, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Just like South Carolina, where we find a 49-year-old man. His name is Efren Ramirez.
Okay, Efren.
Let me tell you what Efren did. He was driving down the road. Police spotted him speeding. Then they spotted him swerving. They said, something's going on here. They pull him over. They approach the car where they observe Efren spraying an entire can of Axe body spray into his mouth.
What? Ew. I don't even like smelling it, let alone eating it.
The car is filling up with the fragrance, and it's kind of like smoky in there because, you know, of all like the residue of the spray.
It smells like a car full of preteen boys.
They get him out of the car. They can also smell booze on top of the can of body spray.
His
mouth is dripping with Axe body spray. His car is also littered with empty beer cans. They asked Efren where he was going, and he said to a high school party. He's 49 years old. Okay. He failed a field sobriety test. He was arrested. He's been charged.
There you go. And he wasn't from Florida.
Not from Florida. There's nutbags north of Florida.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
It's new music. Travis Denning. It's called After a Few. All right. Well, here's the thing. You might have a few if you win the Powerball tonight because it's $750
million. $750 million.
Yeah, that's tonight. Drawing is tonight. So somebody could wake up tomorrow and be nearly a billionaire. Now, no one's won this Powerball since like early January this year.
December even.
I think you're right. I think it was December. So that was the only jackpot winner going back. And this past Saturday, remember, it was $640 million. Nobody won, obviously. So here we are at $750 million. And the longer it goes on, the money just keeps stacking. And you got to wonder, I know I'm going to be doing the same thing. And I go to bed tonight and go, man, what if I wake up and I have $750
million? My gosh, it would be the best day ever.
So get your tickets. And remember, this is my advice. This is my advice. You buy the Powerball ticket and you play the extra. You play that bonus, man. Play that Powerball extra.
Now, you did tell me that. So the past two times, I've been adding on that little bonus number.
You get more chances to win.
That's what you say.
You get more chances.
Guess how much I've won? A big old goose egg on both of the tickets that I bought the last two times.
Well, it's tonight, so we may or may not see you tomorrow. And it goes both ways. We may not, like, you may not see us tomorrow because you might be gone yourself. You might be, like, in Aruba or something.
Well, our odds are roughly 1 in 292 million, according to Powerball.com.
I'll take them. I'll take that.
But they go up if you get in the pool at work.
Oh, yeah. Work pools have a higher tendency to win. So,
yes.
Actually, we got to go do that right now. We got to go down the hall and get in our work pool.
All right, we're headed to the Spanish station.
$750 million.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.